going back, first of all, to the Raiders is sensational. The Raiders going to Vegas, sensational. I think there's some great moves happening for the Oakland Raider fans, or now the Las Vegas Raider fans, as they go forward. You know, everybody talked about John Gruden, for example. Well, you know, John's been away from the game. People don't realize John never left the game. John's been studying football for the last 9 years. He's been accumulating information, accumulating knowledge, sitting down with young players, sitting down with veteran players. If there's anybody that is more prepared than anybody to be able to coach in this league, it's John Gruden, and I'm excited for him. As an announcer, we get a chance to see everybody, from ownership all the way down to equipment, down to preparation. Every aspect of the game, we have a chance to study and look at. You look at the good organizations, you look at the organizations that aren't as good, and then you take the best of all and you put it together. John has a concept and a philosophy that he had when he was in Oakland before and when he was in Tampa before. That hasn't changed. His love and passion, the fact that he's only going to sleep 3.5 hours a night, that's not going to change. You know, the Raiders are going to get John Gruden. They're going to get a much more, I would say, sophisticated version, if there is such a thing, only because he's had a chance to study so much more. I've said for many years, the quarterback position is the single most dependent position on the field. You can't drop the football and expect to be a quarterback that can play at an efficient level. You can't have guys putting the ball on the ground. You can't wind up running for your life. You can't have defenses that aren't able to stop people. I think there were a lot of different things, key injuries, key situations for the Raiders that didn't allow them to get where they want to get to. I've talked to John every year for the last 9 years since he left football. We've been friends for a long, long time. And I asked him, when are you going to get back into coaching? And the one thing he told me on a consistent basis and an annual basis, he said, I would only consider going back if I knew I had a quarterback. And that's exactly what he has in Derek Carr, a young quarterback that he can take and mold and groom and do something with. He knows what he wants. He knows what he's going to ask of him. Now, if they want to dedicate themselves to being the football players they can be, there's a chance they can be back, I guess, in Atlanta next year getting ready for a Super Bowl. I think what you have to do is learn the lessons from the season that you had. I learned probably more from the Super Bowl we lost than the Super Bowl we won. I learned more about myself. I think this year was invaluable for Derek because he had a terrific year. Now he struggled a little bit, sort of brought his feet back down to earth. Not that he got a big head, but sometimes you get feeling pretty good. Now all of a sudden you're back to the grind. You're back to getting ready. You're back to being the quarterback you want to be. And, you know, the second, third year sometimes really tough on guys. Look at Dak Prescott in his second year. You know, he struggled a little bit. Look at Jameis Winston, struggled a little bit. You know, these are guys that you would expect to be much, much better coming forward in 2018. John has a specific way that he wants things done. Derek will learn that his way will be John's way. And when the two minds meet, and Derek knows exactly what John's expecting, then you're going to see the efficiency of an offense. But there's no question there's going to be a transition period. And if I'm Derek, I'm standing there with my arms wide open saying, bring it on, coach. I can't wait to be your quarterback.